Today, March 25th, we celebrate the great solemnity, the great feast day of the Annunciation and the Incarnation, when the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And that reminds us today there's only 9 more shopping months till Christmas. So start your Christmas shopping early. Today is the most important event in the history of the world, when God became incarnate in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It is incredible to think, we see the Catechism reminds us, it is the most important event in the history of mankind. God becomes man and will remain so forever. And yet, on the day when the second person of the Blessed Trinity assumed a frail human nature in the pure womb of the Blessed Virgin, it all happened quietly and without notice. It happened in a small town in Nazareth. And we take a look for a moment at today's gospel reading, that in the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God. It was the 6 months of Elizabeth's pregnancy that Gabriel was sent to visit our Blessed Mother. And she received this angel of light. And the first thing this archangel said to her was to praise her and to compliment her because she was the most beautiful creation that God had ever made. She was a masterpiece of God. And he spoke and said, "Hail, full of grace." And that word translates as, "Hail, you who have been perfected in grace." So it revealed Our Lady's beauty, the purity of her soul, that she was the Immaculate Conception. O Mary, you who have been perfected by God's grace, the Lord is with you. Our Lady, it seems, was not afraid or troubled at the presence of an angelic being of light, obviously because her dignity was far greater than the dignity of an angel, because she was the Immaculate Conception. She was prepared to be the mother of the Lord. It says, though, she was troubled at what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel reminds her that she has found favor with God, and if she would permit, she would conceive in her womb and bear a son who would be called Jesus, which means the Savior. And then the angel Gabriel reveals to her that he would be the Son of the Most High, that he would have the throne of David his father. Since Mary was betrothed to Joseph of the house of David, this means the Messiah would be born of the house of David, and that he would reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom would have no end. Mary does not doubt that this could happen. Mary has complete faith and confidence. She doesn't know how it could happen. She knows it could happen. And so she explains how. She says, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" Well, then it was revealed to her that the vow she had made to remain a virgin throughout her entire life would be kept, and that she would be a virgin and a mother at the same time. That this child would not be conceived in a normal human way. Joseph would not be the father of this child. That it would be a mystical, a spiritual conception, and it would occur by the overshadowing of the Spirit of God. That the Holy Spirit will come upon her. The power of the Most High would overshadow her, just as it overshadowed the Ark of the Covenant in the Old Testament and overshadowed Christ at the Transfiguration. And the child to be conceived would be the Son of God. So Our Lady would be unique. She would remain a virgin forever and yet would also be a mother. And it said that when the angel Gabriel visited her, Our Lady was kneeling at prayer, perhaps even reading that scroll from the prophet Isaiah, that a virgin shall be with child and give birth to a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. And so the angel Gabriel then explains that with God all things are possible. Even Elizabeth, the barren, her cousin, who far advanced in age, well beyond childbearing years, was already 6 months pregnant with John the Baptist. And so Mary, of course, says, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. I am the slave girl. I am the servant of the Lord. Be it done to me according to your word. So in this beautiful event of the Annunciation, we see Our Lady as the perfect model of purity. For she says, how can this be since I have no relations with a man? We see Our Lady as a model of humility. She says, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Of simplicity, how can this be? But then of perfect obedience and lively faith, let it be done to me according to thy word. Our Lady never doubted for a second, unlike Zechariah, who doubted Gabriel in the temple and was struck deaf and dumb until the birth of John the Baptist. Our Lady is the perfect example of obedience, complete trust and faith in Almighty God, and willingly to offer herself to bring God into the world. So as many of the saints say, that our entire salvation hinged upon Our Lady's response, that all heaven listened carefully to see what Our Lady would say. Would she say yes? Would she say no? Mary had a free will. She was free to make her decision. And thanks be to God, she said yes. And because of that, we have a Savior. We have a Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Without Our Lady, we would not have our Lord and our Savior. That's why they say today's feast day is the dawning of our salvation. It's the beginning of our salvation. And it all hinged upon the response of one woman. Mary represented all of humanity in saying yes. And because she said yes, we are now redeemed. We are saved because God came into our world and became a little baby, and he would die on the cross for each one of us.